Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Oz Sunay, CTO of Argilla Technologies. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oz, can you just tell me a little bit about Argilla to get started today?
Argilla Technologies is a subsidiary of Türk Telekom. It's a Turkish company. We have a Silicon Valley branch in Sunnyvale, California, which is where I'm located. Argilla does innovations and products for today's and future wireless technologies. One of the main areas of thrust is wireless networks, all the way from programmability, utilizing SDN and NFV, and conducting programmable analytics with Argilla's probes. So the entire aim is to provide a programmable, intelligent network for the operators.
Now, Türk Telekom and Argilla have worked together to deliver a very intriguing demonstration of 5G and RAN slicing. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. So very recently, we actually managed to deploy Argilla's ProGRAN technology on Türk Telekom's existing LTE advanced commercial network. The whole idea is to have a programmable radio access network, and the entire architecture that Argilla has developed is built on the SDN framework. So as such, the entire technology is about controlling and allowing operators to programmatically modify that programming of the radio access network. The technology allows the creation, modification, or termination of what I would call virtual base stations inside base station hardware in real time without impacting the services that any of the users experience at a given time. So the virtual base stations have dedicated resources, wireless resources for LTE. These would be resource blocks. But on the way towards 5G, there could be additional dimensions to this. This allocation of resources could be static or dynamic based on the use case. And associated with each slice is also the control functionality as to how to take advantage of the allocated resource blocks. So the technology allows the capability of a base station hardware to run multiple control functions in parallel so that you can have distinct control functionalities for each slice. And these control functionalities specifically are the downlink and uplink scheduling, the handoff management parameters, and a RAN side admission control mechanism, as well as you can extend this to zone parameters, link aggregation policies, etc. So the RAN slicing that we have demonstrated on the commercial Türk Telekom LTE Advanced network allows one base station hardware to run, for example, multiple schedulers, one for each slice.
When you look at delivery of this demonstration, obviously we are, as an industry, prepping networks for the advent of 5G. How do you see that transition happening within the telco arena, and where do you want Argilla to be part of that?
Up until 5G, even including LTE, the revolution has been more on the radio access network side. By that, I mean the physical layer. And everything else went through evolutions. But for the first time, because we are now trying to provide connectivity services to numerous vertical technologies, we need a revolution of the network as well. And that is going to be built on SDN, NFV, and cloud. And the trend is definitely moving that way. And another big aspect is the open source community is starting to play a bigger part in defining the future of wireless networks. Right now in 3GPP, there's talks going on in describing how network slicing should be in 5G. Argilla USA is the forward-looking, high-risk research arm of Argela. It is for that reason we are based in the Bay Area. And here we are, thanks to our partnership in ON Lab, and thus numerous operators and companies, Intel being one within ON Lab, we actually have a 5G-looking network architecture built on SDN, NFV, and cloud, and we managed to incorporate our network slicing technology into that. Right now, we have it operational, thanks to the open source community on LTE, and this technology is still being discussed in 3GPP. So our mission is to be one of the driving forces of an SDN, NFV-based network architecture for 5G.
Are you working on any other proof of concepts with the industry to deliver new capabilities?
Yes, very recently we also developed a proof of concept with Cortus, an EPC company based in UK. This was a mobile edge computing solution for hospitals. The whole idea was to allow a hospital to assign a cellular access hierarchy using Argela's program and open access to local systems depending on managed access rights. So based on the hospital alert status, as well as local voice and breakout services, different radio slices for different categories of users, such as patients, staff, visitors, etc., have been programmed. Their access needs potentially change dynamically. For example, people arrive and register as patients, and access priority changes as the hospital adapts alert status. For example, there could be an emergency. In these cases, hospitals cannot rely on mobile network operators to manage the access, and it would ideally require integration of that control with their local patient management and alert status systems. And with Cortus, we've managed to combine the expertise of the two companies to provide this solution as a POC. This POC was accepted by ETSI MEC, and was demonstrated in September at the Mobile Edge Computing Summit.
How can folks find out more about Argela Technologies and engage with you as we go through this very exciting time of network transformation?
www.argela.com is our web address. This is a company headquartered in Istanbul, but we also have a branch in Sunnyvale, and we are very actively participating at ON Lab, which is in Menlo Park. So through any of those venues, folks can find us.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. We'd love to have you back soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.